Okay, everyone, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI21025 regarding George Butler. The time is now 9:03 a.m. on January 13th, 2022. My name is Greg Raymond. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title and purpose. We're going to start with those that are here in the BTR office, and we'll begin with Investigator Loera to my immediate left, and then around the table to the end, and then to the behind there.
Orlean Loera, board staff.
Phil Carden, investigations.
John Elson, Arizona certified home inspector and EAC member.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
George Butler, home inspector.
Okay, ma'am.
Susan Bradicus, homeowner.
Okay, let's go to those remotely, starting with our EAC members. Let's start with Mr. Zumach.
Eric Zumach, EAC member.
Okay, and Mr. Kane?
Tom Kane, certified Arizona home inspector, EAC member.
Okay, and also Mr. Long.
Michael Long, a member of the EAC committee.
Okay, thank you. And also board counsel.
Elizabeth Campbell from the Arizona Attorney General's office.
Okay, is there anybody that I missed? That's a good thing, because I shouldn't be doing that. Okay, a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it's clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely turned off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This enforcement advisory meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on March 29th, 2021, related to a home inspection located at 2650 West Union Hills Drive, number 258 in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about February 13th of 2020. The enforcement advisory committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violation of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based on the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so and if they are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. I'll start here with Mr. Elson.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Zumach.
Yes.
Mr. Kane.
Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Long?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, EAC members, for, I know there's some time and effort that it's put forth just to be prepared for these, and so that's among all the other things that's appreciated. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, followed by the respondent. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call. That doesn't apply in this case. At this time, I will call for a motion, please, to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion.
My name is John Elson. I motion that we begin.
Okay, I have a motion from Mr. Elson. Do I have a second?
Tom Kane, second.
Okay, a second by Mr. Kane. Any discussion? Okay, we'll vote individually. Mr. Elson, your vote to go into executive session?
Yes.
Mr. Zumach?
I vote yes.
Okay, Mr. Kane?
Yes.
And Mr. Long?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously. We will be going into executive session. I need to read the time in for the sake of the recorder. The first public session is ending at 9:09 a.m.